So my name is Tim Ebert, and I'm privileged to be here before you today. Pastor Tanya, I met through the Pastors Consortium, where we get alliance, where we all get together, and we pray for each other's congregations, as well as what's going on. We kind of get everybody in the know of what's happening. So that's how I met your lovely pastor. So. Like I said, my name is Tim Ebert. I'm from Casper, Wyoming. I just want to say thank you to Jesus and Lord. As I share my testimony, there's not one part of this that was me. Every single bit of it was you and your divine plan and the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit that entered me when I said yes. So, in your son's precious name I pray, amen. So like I said, I came from Casper, Wyoming, where I lived most of my life. I struggled pretty hard through drug addiction and just about any other sin you can put on your list. A friend of mine from down here was IT tech for the Muscalero area. And he invited me to come down here to work, and through a series of events, I ended up down here. And I went to the First Baptist Church down here by Cree Meadows, where they asked me if I'd like to go on a mission trip. And I said, well, what's a mission trip? And they said, well, this is where we go, and we'll do some work at the mission, and we'll do a roof. And I said, oh, well, that sounds good. I've done some roofing. How much does it pay? So he looked at me in quite the shocking face, and he said, well, it doesn't pay anything. And I said, oh, the good guy thing. Well, I could do that. Well, before you know it, he hands me a sheet of paper, and on the sheet of paper, it tells me exactly what we're going to need for the trip. I'll need a sleeping bag, a case of water, toothpaste, and other amenities. And at the bottom of the list, it says, you'll need $649. And I said, it costs to go on this? And he said, well, yeah. And I said, you're insane. I'm not paying you to do the good guy thing. Well, I didn't get it because I wasn't saved. And my message today is called Saved to Be Sent. So I'm standing before you because I'm trying to revive the chapter. God has called me to revive the chapter of Fellowship of Christian Athletes here in New Mexico, in our area, Carlsbad, Artesia, Roswell, Alamogordo, Cloudcroft, Ruidoso, Carrizozo, Captain, pretty good size area. So I've got my hands full. But I'm not alone. And that's something that I will be inviting each and every one of you to be with me on that journey. So I went on the mission trip. They said, what if the church paid your way? And I said, well, I'm okay with doing the good guy thing. I just wasn't okay with paying to do the good guy thing. So they took me to the mission trip, and we did an amazing job. We roofed some folks' houses of the Navajo Alamo Reservation, and we also did a stucco job. About halfway through the trip, I heard everyone talking very excitedly about baptism. And I had been raised a Roman Catholic, so I'd heard of that word, baptism. I was not saved through that faith, but the excitement in that bus was amazing. And the reason is the Holy Spirit was present, and he was in each and every one of those people as they gave their witness, I am today, giving their testimony and sharing of how when they got saved and then got baptized. So the story eventually got to me where they said, how about you, Tim? When were you saved? When were you baptized? Well, I said, I'm a Roman Catholic, and I was baptized as an infant. And the look on that guy's face was priceless. He said, that doesn't count. And I said, what? And he said, yeah, you weren't aware of what sin even was as an infant. And I said, oh, yeah, well, when I get back to Ruidoso, I'm going to get baptized. Well, they kind of blew it off and just kind of let it slide. But one of the ladies from my church was watching the whole conversation go down. And on the third day of our work that we'd been doing, she took me by the hand and she said, Tim, I need you to come into the church. And I need to ask you some questions. And I was like, oh my. At the time, I was still smoking cigarettes and I was still smoking weed and drinking. And I mean, I wasn't doing it on the mission trip, but she said, I need you to come in here. I need to ask you some questions. Well, on the way into the church, I thought, oh my, maybe they saw me behind the church smoking a cigarette and this is not good. Or maybe I'd actually said a cuss word. So I was pretty nervous. But she took me into the church, and just before she got into the church, she invited another lady, Stephanie Jensen. And she said, you want to come with me? And all I could think of was, oh man, they're ganging up on me. This is really not good. And the amazing thing was, I was about to receive Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 2:12, it says, now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit that comes from God, that we may know what has been freely given to us by God. So she took me in there and she told me that there was a price that needed to be paid for my sin. And trust me, when she started to talk to me about that, I realized how dirty I was and how broken and lost I was. And she told me, for the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life in our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 6:23. And then she told me, by grace, you can be saved, Tim. If I was to draw a line right here in this church, and it was an imaginary line, and you stepped across that line in faith, you could have a brand new life on the other side of that line. Would you do it? And I said, yes. So I got saved 2014, July 27th, 5 days after my water birthday in the Alamo Navajo Reservation. And on that day, in 1 Corinthians 2:14, First Corinthians 2:14 says, but the person without the Spirit does not understand the things that come from God. He's not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. I didn't understand God. I didn't understand Jesus, and I didn't understand what saved was. But on that day, 1 Corinthians 2:15 through 16 is who I became. The spiritual person, however, can evaluate everything. And he himself cannot be judged by anyone. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That day I received the Holy Spirit. Each and every one of us are called by God to be sent. But he doesn't leave us alone. He sends his Holy Spirit to dwell within us. Each and every one of us, when we say yes to Jesus, we're filled and empowered by the Holy Spirit. God wants us to do his work, but he doesn't leave us alone to do it. He gives us the power. No one comes to the Father unless through the Son. And in Matthew 28, he says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to you. Go therefore and make disciples, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all that I have commanded you. And lo, I'll be with you until the end of the age. So I would like to challenge each and every one of you to continue to live your sent life. Share Jesus, but don't do it alone. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's a command. God commands us to be filled. And that splashiness, that happiness, that amazing melody that I heard from back here in the choir comes from the Spirit of God. So I thank you so much for your time today. I brought some stuff from Fellowship of Christian Athletes. If you'd like to become part of the team with us and partner with us in this, thank you so much and God bless.